So I've been having some thoughts about the whole Mars thing, Elon Musk trying to get humans to colonize Mars and all that. And I've been reading a lot about space lately. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe once you read some one thing about space, Facebook decides to just, bombard you with your news feed with links to articles about space and all that. So I keep seeing them a lot. And I've been thinking that what if we actually were resident on Mars or any other planet before we came to Earth? Is that not possible? I mean, when you look at some of the things that I saw pictures of Mars yesterday. Real pictures, not artist renderings of it. Real pictures of Mars, and I hear NASA sent some robots to Mars to take pictures, and we're able to get some high 4K images. That's very high resolution images of Mars, and when you look at it looks a lot like Earth. I mean, the sand and everything. And when you think about the fact that that could have possibly been the home, or I'm not saying that there's any evidence that we're living on Mars, but I'm just saying that when I saw the pictures and how real they looked and how homey it was, I began to think that maybe we've gotten this whole thing wrong. Maybe we were living somewhere else. Maybe our ancestors millions of years ago were on Mars, and then or on any other planet, and then something happened, and they had to move down here to Earth. Maybe some catastrophic event happened, and then they had to move down here. Because honestly, look, when you read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and you come to understand that it happened real, like for real. You ask yourself, if fire rained down from heaven and destroyed almost everything in sight, is it possible that some other catastrophic event happened, and humans thought they couldn't survive, so they had to somehow move? Well, is it possible that there was a civilization that was so advanced that they could actually move between planets? Interplanetary transportation, and then when they were able to finally move, or maybe they were able to send some one person, and maybe a boy and a girl, to Earth, and then the rest of them, all of them, died, and those two people grew up and started a human family that we have now on Earth. It is some of these things are things that we need answers to, and so I feel that Mars explorations and what Elon Musk is trying to do, and all of the things that Jeff Bezos and all these billionaires are trying to do, exploring space and trying to get answers, they are very important. Yesterday, I heard that Bill Gates said going to Mars is was it silly, or he said, I think maybe he was trying to say it's not important, or it's not something that is so important now because there's climate change and global warming, and there's a possibility of a climate disaster. I think he has a new book, How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. So maybe yes, Gates and some other people will think that Mars is not important, but I feel that it's important, and I feel that the ability of humans to be able to move from one planet to the other, or from one solar system to the other, or from one even universe to the other. It's very crucial at this point, because you hear stories of black holes, and you hear stories about space collisions, and the possibility that Earth could collide with another something star, or fall into a black hole, or there will be some, I don't know, anything that could end life on Earth. I'm not talking about nuclear power, because that one, it will be our own making. If we are stupid enough to kill ourselves, then that's it. But when it comes to acts of God that we have no control over, we should be totally preparing for an eventuality like that. And so I feel that those who are trying to build a technology to be able to move between galaxies, those who are trying to create the technology, yes, and yesterday, hey, can you believe they are considering building something that will actually be able to move the sun? Well, I at this point I think that is a huge impossibility. But if it's something that is able to work, that will be awesome, totally, totally awesome. Because then you will not even just need to move the sun. There will be a time where you may have to even move the earth to another location, because maybe there's a meteor headed our way, and maybe it will destroy a large section of the earth or something. So what I feel is that space exploration is extremely important, and how humans have been able to survive for all these millions of years without the technology to be able to do some of these things that we are talking about, it's still a mystery. And the funny thing about life is that the moment you have the know-how and you have the ability to do certain things, nature by itself, and that is how funny life gets, will be able to throw those challenges at you. When we didn't have the know-how and didn't have the technology to be able to deal with certain things, they were not happening to us. Look at Africa, for instance. There are natural disasters that people say, if they happen here, we will all die. Because if what happened in Fukushima, Japan, the nuclear thing, and the many people who died and all that, if that had happened in Africa, in any African country, can you imagine the devastation? Because you see, we don't take safety and all these things seriously like that. We are very careless people. And it's not like the Japanese are superhumans or anything, or they are better than us or anything. But what I'm trying to say is that they have the technology and they know how to be able to handle certain things. So they get the kind of challenge. For instance, the earthquakes that happened in Japan, if they were happening here, a lot of African countries would be down under, like for real. But the Japanese are researching and finding new ways of building and doing all kinds of things to be able to survive earthquakes. And they have the ability to withstand that. That's how come it's happening to them. Or maybe when it started happening to them, they decided to find it now. But the point I'm trying to make is that the moment you don't have money, you don't have certain problems. The moment you start to make money, certain problems begin to pop up. I think it's a natural thing. So the moment humans begin to build a technology to be able to move, I mean, planets and all that, I'm very sure you just one fine day hear that something catastrophic is happening and you will have to move the earth. Yeah, so these are the things that I think about. I feel that our history, what we are as humans, we've not been able to explore the whole thing yet. We don't fully understand where we come from. We don't fully understand what we are here for. We don't fully understand the link between us and God, and why Jesus had to go up. You know, the Bible says that Jesus went, he flew up, and he was going up and up and up into the sky, like how a space shuttle would be going up, and then he disappeared from view, and then the angel told the disciples that this man that you see going is the same man that he will come back. But what did Jesus go to when he was going up? Have you asked yourself that? So there are questions. There are things that we need to understand. There are things that we need to know. And space exploration and all these things that Musk and Co. are doing are extremely important. I told someone that it's actually possible that it's actually possible that the new heaven and the new earth that the Bible talks about could possibly be a new planet. Have you thought about that? Because when you move from Earth to maybe another planet, you have a new heaven and you have a new Earth. There's a scripture that says that in the new Earth, there will not be any need for the sun. The sun how do they even say it? There's a reggae song that says, "In there's no night in heaven, there is no night there. Hallelujah, there is no night there. Rastafari is our light, and we need no candlelight. Hallelujah, there is no night there." So what planet will humans be on that there will not be any need for sunlight? Well, some will say heaven, and I would say heaven too, because I'm a Christian. But we need to think out loud and see, is it possible that God is actually talking about humans moving from this planet to another one where we will be far away from the sun, for instance, and we will have to create our own technology to be able to provide light for ourselves, or there will be the technology to provide light for ourselves? Or these are things that I think about sometimes, and I know it's crazy, but hey, that is the power of being an imaginative person. You can just be thinking about crazy things, and before you know, these are genuine answers that are coming to me. So what I'm saying actually is that it's possible that we came from Mars or another planet. It's possible that we don't know our history yet, because I've seen articles and I've watched videos and I've read stories about how people have found evidence of aliens and the fact that our ancestors used to worship things and used to do things that suggested that they knew people who were different from us. And so what it means is that it's possible that we have been relating with other forms of life. And so that's the point. So these are things that we need to fully explore. And I fear sometimes that the pace at which we move and begin to think that we know it all and we are better than those, our forebears, and we are better than them and we know better than them and we understand better than them, will probably be our undoing, because there are things that our ancestors knew that I'm sure we don't know. Or I feel that there are some people on this earth who knows them, but they've not made them public yet. That's how come I feel all these secret societies and things come in, and they have knowledge that the average person doesn't have. So I feel that there's more to this life. There's more to everything that we see and everything that we are doing. And so we should keep exploring. Humans, you out there, you shouldn't think that you know it all, or you already have all the answers. You don't. And so you have to keep exploring. You have to keep reading. You have to keep researching. You have to talk to your grandfather, your grandmother about things. I do that a lot. And you'll be amazed the kind of things that they will be able to tell you about the life back then. So we need to research slavery. We need to go back into time to see how come, what forms of life we had. I feel that we, for instance, if I ask you, do you have a picture of Okonvanochi? Do you know how he looks? Would you be able to tell me? What is the story? What is the full story of Okonvanochi? Where did he come from? When he commanded the Golden Stool, where was it coming from? These are very serious things, and I feel that we haven't really seek answers yet. When you look at the Adinkra symbols, I posted on Facebook last time, you will be amazed at the level of intelligence and brilliance that goes into that designing those things. You'll be amazed, and then you ask yourself, the knowledge that we have now, did they have it back then? It's possible they had it. Maybe translating it into the fancy things that we see today is what they couldn't do. But I feel that the people who had come before us knew serious stuff, very serious things, and we need to know those things to be able to forge ahead and to be able to understand where we are going with all of this. I don't think life is meaningless, and I don't think that we are just here for the fun of it. I don't believe that one bit. I feel that there is more to life. Life is more complex than we think, and when we are able to ask ourselves questions like this, and we're able to go into the answers, and we're able to genuinely seek those answers, we'll be able to make the best out of it. So I'm hungry. Can you hear my tummy? So I have to go get something to eat. But hey, these are some of my thoughts. And good morning.